All the attendants in the room strained for a better look. Details of the pregnancy and subsequent delivery were hardly conventional, and the attendants' curiosity was understandable. As her respiration returned to normal, Amanda Grayson regarded her newborn proudly. Though she was the only human in the delivery chamber, she did not feel isolated or alone. It was a state of affairs to which she had grown accustomed, and one that she had willingly embraced. Besides, she was hardly alone. Sarek was there. Her husband was there. And about time, too. Pushing back his hood, Sarek approached the bed and knelt beside it as the attendant passed the child to his mother. Having completed her duties, the medical specialist stepped back to allow the parents their first moment together as a complete family. Like her companions, the specialist said nothing. It was not her job to comment on the singular circumstances of the birth, and certainly not the time to do so. Her task, and those of her associates, was to bring newborns safely into the world. This they had done, with skill and precision and caring. Any personal opinions they might hold, they kept entirely private. To do otherwise would have been impolitic. Sarek knelt beside the bed, beside his wife and child. Well done. Through the joy and pain,